today's show, we'll talk about humility in prayer. Stay right where you are. We begin now. Hey there, welcome to another week of the Gary Zimak Show. Today is Monday. Yesterday we began the third week of Advent. We only got one more week to go after this week, and it's not even a full week. So as you're seeing, Advent is flying by, and I'm hoping that you're getting the most out of it. I hope you're getting prepared to grow closer to the Lord each day. You're trying to make use of this time to get closer to Him, to focus on that end point of Christmas Day, and try to get closer to Him each day as Advent unfolds. On today's show, we'll take a look at the Mass readings for Monday of the third week of the Advent, as Gary says. And we'll also take a look at a meditation about humility and prayer. I think you're going to enjoy this one. And I hope you're enjoying the Advent retreat. I know I am. I'm trying to make the other day I was thinking about the fact that Advent is going to be drawing to a close soon. And I wanted to make sure that I'm getting the most out of this Advent season. And I talked to the Lord about it, and I said, Lord, I really want to get closer to You. I want to be closer to You at the end of Advent than I was at the beginning of Advent. And if You continue to listen to Him speak through the pages of the Bible, if you make it a point to pray each day, if you receive the sacraments as often as you can, I can just about guarantee that you'll be closer to Him at the end of Advent than when you started. And remember, it doesn't matter how much closer. You just want to get closer to Him than when you started. Because if you start getting into this, well, I should be making more progress than I am mentality, you're going to drive yourself crazy. We don't want to go there. We just want to take this time. We want to make use of the time that the church gives us, which is tough enough because this is a really hard time of year. So I'm glad you're with me. Please let me know what you think about the retreat, and I hope you can keep listening. We're going to take it up right through Christmas time. Then we'll keep the Christmas theme going for at least a week, the week after Christmas, because it's still the octave of Christmas. We don't want to start talking about other things. We want to keep the spirit alive. And then after that, I'll change some of the themes, maybe go back to some of the other themes that we did before, maybe introduce some new ones, and that'll get us through until Lent, and during Lent, we'll begin our Lenten retreat. So I hope you'll be sticking around for that. If you enjoy it, let your friends know. And I also want to remind you that if you do any shopping from Amazon.com, I'd greatly appreciate it if you would enter into Amazon using the link on my website, followingthetruth.com. When you do that, you support my ministry, you support this radio program, you allow me to keep it free of charge, and all you need to do is go to followingthetruth.com and look on the sidebar of any of the pages of my website. You'll see an ad for Amazon.com. Click on the ad. That'll take you into Amazon, but it'll flag it as coming from my website. What that means is that even though you get the same prices, everything remains the same for you. It doesn't change any of the shopping that you do, but the fact that you came from my website means that I get a very small commission on any purchase you make. And that really is a big deal for me. So that's one of the ways that you can help keep my program on the air. And again, keep it free of charge. And also, if you're interested in getting some great coffee, especially for Christmas, check out Mystic Monk Coffee. You can do that on the website as well. And if you're able to make a donation to my work, I certainly could use that in addition. If you're able to do that, you can do that by visiting the Donate tab on followingthetruth.com. And I thank you very much in advance for that. You are making it possible for me to continue the show, and I'm extremely grateful. Let's get started with the program. We're going to do our St. Andrew Novena. I hope you're keeping up with it, but I also want to point out that if you happen to forget for a day or two, please do not beat yourself up. You do not want to turn this into a superstition. A novena is a means to speak to the Lord. It's a prayer. It's putting us doing prayers for a certain amount of times, mainly to help us to remain faithful to our prayers. That's the reason that we pray novenas. We don't want to get caught up in this, almost turning it into a superstition, because that is a big mistake. We don't want to do that. So when we pray this St. Andrew Novena, yes, we do it 15 times a day. But the reason is because these words help us to meditate on what's going on here. So you do this 15 times a day, you're thinking about some really good spiritual things. This is good meditation. So that's why we do it 15 times. If you happen to do it 16 by accident, or if you do it 13, it doesn't mean God's not going to answer your prayers. So let's not start thinking that way. I just have to say that because I have a mind that tends to work that way, and I want to make sure you don't go there. So let's continue to do this. We pray this throughout the Advent season. We ask the Lord for whatever it is that we think we need, and be bold. If you think you need something, you better go ahead and ask Him. You don't want to hold back, because if you hold back, you may never get what He plans to give you. And what He plans to give you might be a lot better than what you're asking for. So go ahead and ask for what you need. The Lord is all-powerful, and He can do all things, and He wants us to ask. So that's why we're doing this novena. Okay, you ready to get started? We'll do some quick prayers first, then we'll go right into our novena. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. Dear Father in heaven, we thank You for giving us another day. I thank You for another week of being able to do this radio program. Thank You for the season of Advent. Father, we ask You to bless us, to bless our families, to bless all of those around us, to help those who are struggling with illness, those who are struggling financially, those who may be dealing with a doubt or despair, those who may be battling any kind of an addiction. Father, we ask You to help us to make the best use of the Advent season. Please help us to be able to grow closer to You through an intimate relationship with Your Son, Jesus, and the help of the Holy Spirit. Father, I offer this program to You. I ask You to speak through me on the show, and please open our minds and our hearts to be receptive of Your message. We present to You our own personal needs and intentions, and we ask You to help us continue to walk on the road that will one day, with Your help, lead to eternal life in heaven. And we ask for these things in the most holy and the most sacred name of Jesus Christ, Your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with You and the Holy Spirit, one God, forever and ever. Amen. Blessed Mother Mary, we now turn to You and ask for Your prayers, as together we pray, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And now we begin our St. Andrew, or our Christmas novena. And remember, we're going to do this 15 times. I'll keep track. I just want you to think of the words as we go through this. The St. Andrew novena. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of His blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of His blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of His blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of His blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of His blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of His blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer, grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior Jesus Christ and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. Blessed be the hour and the moment in which the Son of God was born of the most pure Virgin Mary, at midnight in Bethlehem in piercing cold. In that hour, vouchsafe, O my God, to hear my prayer and grant my desires through the merits of our Savior, Jesus Christ, and of his Blessed Mother. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Thanks again for praying with me. Thanks for tuning in. In case you're new to the program, my name is Gary Zimak. We do this show every Monday through Friday on Blog Talk Radio. We load up the podcast somewhere around 8 p.m. Eastern Time each evening. And you can also get it on iTunes. You can get it on my website, followingthetruth.com, or you can go directly to blogtalkradio.com and look for Gary Zimak. Just do a simple search, Z-I-M-A-K, and you'll be able to download the program that way. Now, believe it or not, I am now in my sixth year of doing this show. Praise God. It's absolutely miraculous that I've been able to keep doing this show for so long. And as I said at the beginning of the show, there's no way that I would be here without your financial support and your prayers. So I'm really grateful. And I would also ask you to please let your friends know about the program. It really is a unique program. I don't know of any other show that tries to do what I do. We do it every day, 30 minutes each night. I don't do guests on the program. All I do is read sacred scripture and give you some information to try to bring you closer to Christ. That's what I do. I would also like to come to your parish. I'm looking to fill in my calendar for 2016 right now. So if you would like me to come to your parish, please contact me by going to my website, followingthetruth.com, or email me directly at gary@followingthetruth.com, and we could set it up. I've already booked several speaking engagements for next year, for 2016, and I want to make sure that I can come to your parish too, because I think your parishioners need to hear the message. If you know me, you probably are aware that I am best known for my work with overcoming anxiety. That's the main focus of my apostolate. But I speak about many other topics as well. I speak about total consecration. I speak about growing closer to Jesus. And in reality, here's the funny thing. The main gist of my message has to do with getting closer to Jesus. So no matter what topic I'm speaking on, if I'm speaking on anxiety, if I'm speaking on the Blessed Mother, I'm speaking on how to know God's will, the first step is always get to know Jesus. And that's it. That really is it. Getting to know Jesus will make all the difference in your life. But I would love to come to your parish to speak. Again, Gary@followingthetruth.com is the email contact address for me. We could talk about the details. You can let me know the date, and we could set something up. Sound good? All right. Now, you're probably wondering what the beverage du jour is today. I got a good one today. Had it before, but I'm going back to it again because it's so good. If you guessed Southern bread pudding coffee, then you are correct. You know, it's a really unique, this is a really unique blend. This is made by Community Coffee. Really tasty. So if you're into the flavored coffees and Mystic Monk doesn't satisfy your needs, which I'm a big fan of Mystic Monk, but I also drink other coffees as well. This is the coffee for you. Southern bread pudding, available from Community Coffee in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. No, they are not one of my sponsors, but my good friends Neil and Cindy sent me some of this. This is good stuff, and I just like to share things with you, and I think you would enjoy this. By the way, the weather here today for December the 14th was incredible. I don't know what the high temperature is, but it was over 70. We broke a new record here in the Philadelphia area. I'm telling you, I'm ecstatic. I know it's December. I know it's supposed to be cold, but I'm okay. I'm okay with the warm weather. Thank you, Lord, for this. But anyway, it's great to be here with you no matter what the temperature is. You know, come to think of it, I can almost open the window tonight. I don't have the window open, but I could. All right, enough of that. Let's take a look at the mass readings for today. You know, by the way, today is the feast, or the memorial of St. John of the Cross. And in the, I'm using the word Among Us to do the readings today. It's a neat little magazine that has the mass readings. Listen to this quote from St. John of the Cross. "What does it profit you to give God one thing if he asks of you another? Consider what it is God wants and then do it." Whew. Isn't that powerful? St. John of the Cross. Somebody who knew what it meant to go through desolations, to go through that dark night of the soul, something we all experience from time to time. I had a little dose of it this weekend. We could all go through those dry spells, but this is where our faith can carry us through. It doesn't matter that we don't feel anything, but if we need to keep going, even if we don't feel anything. But that's a great quote. What does it profit you to give God one thing if he asks of you another? Consider what it is God wants and then do it. Bam. Period. Right? You can't get any better than that. Today's first reading is from the book of Numbers, Numbers 24, beginning in verse 2. "When Balaam raised his eyes and saw Israel encamped, tribe by tribe, the Spirit of God came upon him, and he gave voice to his oracle. The utterance of Balaam, son of Beor, the utterance of a man whose eye is true, the utterance of one who hears what God says and knows what the Most High knows, of one who sees what the Almighty sees, enraptured and with eyes unveiled. How goodly are your tents, O Jacob, your encampments, O Israel. They are like gardens beside a stream, like the cedars planted by the Lord. His wells shall yield free-flowing waters. He shall have the sea within reach. His king shall rise higher, and his royalty shall be exalted." Then Balaam gave voice to his oracle. "The utterance of Balaam, son of Beor, the utterance of the man whose eye is true, the utterance of one who hears what God says and knows what the Most High knows, of one who sees what the Almighty sees enraptured and with eyes unveiled. I see him, though not now. I behold him, though not near. A star shall advance from Jacob, and a staff shall rise from Israel." And this is a further, one of the further reminder that the Lord is coming soon. This looking forward with anticipation, as I hope we're doing by now. Are you getting excited by the fact that if you continue to make the most out of your Advent season, you're going to grow closer to the Lord? Don't worry about the details. Just know that if you spend time reading Scripture every day, if you spend time praying every day, you're going to get closer to Him. It's just going to happen, I promise you. But you need to work at it. You need to believe that if you spend time doing those things, you are going to get closer to Christ. And even if you can't envision it, even if you can't envision it, just trust me on it. and realize that it'll happen and get excited because of the fact that you know it will happen. Responsorial Psalm 25, teach me your ways, O Lord. And this is the thing we want to do. As you read the Gospels, as you look throughout the Bible, what happens is the Lord is doing just this. He's teaching you his ways. That's how you get to know him. And then what you do is respond to what he's teaching you, and you put those words into action in your life, and you grow closer to him. Your ways, O Lord, make known to me. Teach me your paths. Guide me in your truth and teach me, for you are God, my Savior. Remember that your compassion, O Lord, and your kindness are from old. In your kindness, remember me, because of your goodness, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord, thus he shows sinners the way. He guides the humble to justice. He teaches the humble his way. In other words, the Lord is going to teach you what he wants you to do. He's going to teach you how he wants you to live your life. And are you willing to listen to him? And are you willing to obey him? If you do, you're going to get much closer to him. It's a really good thing. The gospel is from Matthew chapter 21, verses 23 through 27. When Jesus had come into the temple area, the chief priests and the elders of the people approached him as he was teaching and said, "By what authority are you doing these things? And who gave you this authority?" Jesus said to them in reply, "I shall ask you one question, and if you answer it for me, then I shall tell you by what authority I do these things." Where was John's baptism from? Was it of heavenly or of human origin? They discussed this among themselves and said, "If we say of heavenly origin, he will say to us, then why did you not believe him? But if we say of human origin, we fear the crowd, for they all regard John as a prophet." So they said to Jesus in reply, "We do not know." He himself said to them, "Neither shall I tell you by what authority I do these things." Here's what I want you to remember about what happened here, because I think this is a great example of what it means to not speak the truth and to not be honest with the Lord. What these people did is these chief priests and the elders, they thought about the different answers that they could give the Lord when he asked the question. And for both of the answers, they said, "Well, we better not say this because then he's going to say this, or we better not say the other thing because then he's going to have another comment." So they ended up saying, "Well, we don't know." And then Jesus, reading their minds, knowing that their hearts were in the wrong place, that they weren't open, he said, "Well, then I'm not going to tell you either." What I would recommend to you is to always be honest when you're talking to the Lord. Don't try to fake him out. Don't try to say, "If I say this, then he's going to be offended, or if I say the other thing, he'll be offended." No. Tell him what's on your mind. That's the only way that you're going to have a good quality relationship with him. Because if you start holding things back from him, you might as well forget having a good relationship from him. Be honest. That's what the Lord expects from you. Got it? All right. Any questions? Gary@followingthetruth.com is the place to get in touch with me. Let's talk a little bit about humility in prayer now. I'm going to use the same book we've been using. I really like this book, Meditations from Advent to Lent. This is a book that I found from a Catholic bookseller. It's an old book. It's written in the mid-60s, out of print for years. Never heard of the authors before. But yet, it's just one of these really neat books that has been very helpful to me. Two men went up to the temple to pray, but the publican, or the tax collector, standing afar off, would not so much as lift up his eyes to heaven, but kept striking his breast, saying, "O God, be merciful me to the sinner." This is from Luke 18:9. "The petition today I ask God to teach me how to pray humbly and constantly to grow in this spirit. Did I ever notice the way in which I approach my fellow humans for favors, and in the way in which I approach God? When I ask a favor of someone in power or authority, I do not generally begin by telling him how I have just criticized his pet projects. I do not usually repeat to him all my offenses against him. By no means. If there have been any, I keep them far in the background. Rather, I tend to stress points of agreement, things I have successfully done, which may recall reasons why I should be granted the favor asked. With God, however, I proceed in a very different manner. I do not mention the things I have done well, simply because without him I could have done nothing. In my life, the excellence I achieved was due to his inspiration and help. The mess from my own bungling of matters. I love this. I love the way the Holy Spirit runs with this program. I tell you what, I could not plan it this good. The gospel reading today and this verse that, or this meditation that I chose, there was no way that I knew these were going to be so closely related together. I just chose them because that's the way the book flowed and the reading flowed, but they match up perfectly. Humility is just seeing yourself as you really are. It's seeing yourself as God sees you. That's what humility is. It's not thinking poorly of yourself. It's seeing yourself realistically, how you are. And the author here is describing our prayer with God. We should appear before him humbly. We should say what's on our mind. We shouldn't try to fake him out like you'd maybe do on a job interview. You want to put your best foot forward, because otherwise you are not going to enter into a good, genuine relationship with the Lord. You've got to be totally honest with him and trust that he's going to be good for his word and not hold any of your sins against you. So if you're having trouble believing, if you're feeling lukewarm, if you're having trouble loving other people, tell him. He already knows. There's no sense hiding things from him. A good relationship can't exist unless there's truth. All right, back to the book. And so our Lord points out as my model the humble prayer of the tax collector. In case I don't have anything at hand to be humble about, I can look back into my life for a minute or two and usually find sufficient matter. Just a glance at the day's work or the week's actions, and I will find plenty on the debit side. In my conversations with others, in my attitude toward colleagues, in the inefficiency of my prayer, in the slothfulness with which I do God's work. But why repeat? I know this very well. The trouble is that I forget it so often. All these past failings can help me now. They can aid me to imitate the tax collector and strike my breast. O God, be merciful to me, the sinner. Again, as so often in my life, it's a question of making better use of the means at hand. When I say the morning offering, I always make one of my daily intentions the reparation for my own sins, the making up for my past faults. When I make my examination of conscience, I have an opportunity again to admit and beg pardon for them. The particular examine should give me much material for the increase of my humility, the recognition of the true state of my affairs. All these means are at hand to help me pray humbly. Such knowledge should not discourage me, but rather drive me on to deeper, more fervent, more constant prayer. Some of the sentiments of Psalm 79 can well be mine. O Lord of hosts, restore us. If your face shine upon us, then we shall be safe. Especially in my prayers during this time of prayer, let me repeat the various verses of the great penitential psalm, the Miserere. Have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness, and the greatness of your compassion. Wipe out my offense. Thoroughly wash me from my guilt, and of my sin cleanse me. Turn away your face from my sins, and blot out my guilt. Give me back the joy of your salvation, and a willing spirit sustain in me. My sacrifice, O God, is a contrite spirit, a humble, contrite, and humbled heart, O God, you will not spurn. Like the tax collector, I cry, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. One of the things that we need to do is be honest with the Lord. If we're struggling, he already knows. If we're sinners, we need to ask for his forgiveness. We need to go to confession. We need to admit what we did wrong. And that's the way we will be on the path to closer unity with our Lord. Now, I am just about out of time. I want to let you know, tomorrow evening, I'm going to be speaking at Monmouth University. I'm going to be at the Catholic Center, Monmouth County, New Jersey. So I'm going to pre-record the show before I leave, so you don't need to worry about that. But please say a prayer that I can reach the college students who I'll be speaking to tomorrow night. A lot of anxiety on the campus, and I want to really make sure that they get in touch with the Lord. It's been my pleasure to be with you here today. And God willing, I plan to be back tomorrow, and I hope you'll be able to join me as well. Have a good night. God bless you, and we'll talk to you soon.